The following is a class given by His Holiness Jaya Bhataka Swami on December 6, 1986 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 23, Text 7.
Destination. If, after worship the holy place of the governor and all of the deity in the service of the Lord, of the spiritual master of the Vaishnava. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore very safe and easy. We know only to execute the order of the Lord and fully surrender unto Him. We know only to execute the order of the spiritual master, preach Krishna consciousness, and follow the path of the Vaishnava. The spiritual master represents both Krishna and the Vaishnava. Therefore, by following the instructions of the spiritual master and by chanting Hare Krishna, everything will be all right. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta Swami Purport on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, Text 7, the Radha Maharaj is going back home. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada's aid is for purifying oneself. His various austerities and penances were practiced. I described sometimes before how this process is like sitting with five fires on right side of the midday sun on a day in the summer that's over 120 degrees. And you have four fires and you sit there doing meditation and transcend the burning pleasure of the body. Then you go in the freezing winter. You know that the weather is so cold and it would stop, it would be freezing. It's just flying right from the melted snow in the mountains. And you go in Rishikesh Hardwar, and then by pranayama generating yogic prana, you make heat come in your body, and then you go inside the freezing cold water and meditate there. Hare Krishna. Then, like this, you know, nice, austere village. We remember that there. Kumbhamela with Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada told all the devotees to go out before Mangalarati to get the Ganges. And there we saw all the sadhus. They take an early morning dip for that time. It's the month of January, February. It's very cold. You're living right on the sand by the side of the river. They go and take a bath and they put ashes over their body, but the body's still wet, so the ashes stick to their body. And then this way, they ashes on their body and they're finally out, they keep warm. That's their only cloth, maybe a white cloth, nothing more. But it was also practical for the devotees to try to imitate those processes. However, it is necessary because the purpose is explained here in this verse. Vaishya Krishna is to be able to eventually become a devotee of Krishna, to become detached from the material world and become then attached to Krishna. The detachment from the material world is one thing, but then the next thing is to become attached to Krishna. If one is already becoming attached to Krishna, there's no need of separately endeavoring to become detached from the material world. It will come automatically as we cultivate positive attachment for Krishna. This is explained earlier in the first canto of Bhagavatam, that by giving, by serving the Lord, automatically one develops renunciation from the material world. Simply by rendering devotional service to the Lord, one spontaneously develops spiritual knowledge and renunciation. So therefore, it is not necessary to go through all these austerities, and to do those type of austerities is not that somebody just comes out of Jesus and sits down and goes into freezing cold water and he'll get, first of all, swept away by the current. Second of all, probably catch pneumonia. These things require people to go for years and years and learn this yoga. The certain groups are learning some yoga technique and they're supposed to be able to levitate, but most of them are able to just hop up about 6 inches off the ground and then they crash down again. Even that's after paying thousands of dollars and years of practice. So the point is, actually, this age, it's not practical to get into this mystic yoga process. And if you do it, though, then there's no use in doing it halfway. Then you have to do it the whole way. You have to actually become totally detached from the bodily platform by doing all these austerities, proving that you're not the body by this type of gross austerities. But from the moment you might be becoming attached to Krishna, one can automatically become detached.
dispatch for the Madrid situation. The residents of Granada, they were so attached to Krishna that they didn't care about anything except for Krishna. They became automatically totally detached from their godly existence. So to me, Krishna had to manage their bodily affairs because they were simply absorbed in pleasing and serving Krishna. They had no other intention or purpose in life. So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful. His brought us the holy name. His brought us this process of renown and sankirtan, which by chanting the holy name, one can spontaneously develop attachment for Krishna, develop a spontaneous desire to serve Krishna. This is the actual the greatest gift. The Raghunath Das Goswami offers his prayer to the famous prayer to the spiritual master, which Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is practically one of his ideas. It is one of his favorite prayer to the spiritual master. I guess maybe we'll say goodbye between the prayer for him, but anyway, he every day would say this prayer in his lectures. Rama Sishnam, Mamadi, Satchiputam, Atasarupam, Rupam Prasyadratam, Rupam Rajadim, Roshtavadim, Rakakundam, Divinam, Namunatikam, Adavasam, Yasya Praktam, Pratitikitaya, Sri Gurum Janatosmi. All this word, Rama Sishnam, Sishnam, according to the best, the greatest, the most wonderful. Somebody has to consider fabulous. So, Rama Sishnam, the holy name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is the best of all the spiritual processes, the best and most accessible form of the Lord, the most merciful aspect of Krishna, the Rama Sishnam. All these things are demanded in Yasya, Krita, Yasya, Matam, Pratitipitaya. I have received all of these things. How? Pratita Kripaya. Simply by the mercy, the Kripaya of Sri Guru, of my spiritual master. So Raghunath Das is originally making this prayer. These are the things which I am offering my obeisances to the spiritual master. He's given me all of these things. Therefore, I am unlimitedly indebted to him. So Raghunath Das, of course, was one of the immediate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Blessed by Lord Nityananda for us, Raghunath Das here in New Pali Happy Town is of special importance because he was specially given the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya and Paniyati. And from Paniyati, then he went to Vrindavan. He went to Puri and Vrindavan. He was one of the most austere. He was the most austere, you can say, basically, the wealthy Goswami. Just showing that a devotee can sometimes also be austere when nobody can imitate what he did. It was a perfect example because he was kind of like a prince before, and he just showed his, just to demonstrate that by simply by devotional service, one can become totally detached. He didn't do any mystic yoga process. He was totally through attachment to Krishna. He became so detached, he was so renounced spontaneously that there's practically no parallel in the world. When he was paying obeisances to his spiritual master, they composed this prayer. He was thanking for all the mercy that the Guru had given. So the first mercy is the holy name, Rama Sishnam. Because by taking the Hari Nam from the spiritual master, we chant Hari Nam, and this way our whole spiritual progress is guaranteed. And that previous verse, Prabhupada says that to follow the footsteps of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur by living in a temple which is transcendental to residence in the forest and vow to accept Krishna prasada and nothing else. Follow the regular principles and chant 16 rounds daily of the Hare Krishna mantra. In this way, one's spiritual life will never be disturbed. So this is the process that we can follow. We don't have to you cannot follow the six Goswamis and live under a different tree every night. Actually speaking, even better for we have below. Bathrooms with the sanitary arrangements and, you know, electricity, marble or terracotta floors, everything, you know. But if I get bit by a mosquito or something, then we're completely finished. You know, the area or the city or how they're able to sleep every night, no mosquito net, no crabs, no any pest on the tree. Krishna, Madhavanika, Mathura, Miss Mathura Vrindavan, the residents of the Holy Dam, then we have the association of Rahakunda, Mahada, Rahakunda Giriva, and finally, the most valuable of all, the essence of everything, which is the fruit of all this association, all these blessings. What is the ultimate result? The transcendental intense desire to serve Ramana Dharma. The whole world is ready to serve the senses. They have an intense desire to serve the senses, which is inspired by Maya. But the original desire, the pure desire, is to serve Ramana and Krishna, to serve Ramana Dharma. But because we are illusion, instead of serving Krishna, we're serving Krishna's external energy. Instead of serving his internal energy, Brahma, along with him, Krishna, we're serving the external Mahamaya. So how can we break that? By all these type of association and the best thing in the world, we can break Radha, Radhika, Madhavasam. So here, this is the point. This is the ultimate goal. This is written by you. Bring all this austerity you have. Burning fire is cool. Why? Because he wants the desire of serving Krishna. An intense desire, an overwhelming love, greed to serve the Lord. You can use greed when it comes to serving Krishna, or you can use karma, lust. If it's the last to simply satisfy Krishna's senses to serve him, but also that intense longing, that intense desire to let me serve Krishna. What will Krishna be pleased with my service? When will my service, will I be able to offer to him in a pure manner? That desire is a totally transcendental. If someone develops that desire, there's no need of going through all the acrobatics or all the gymnastics or all things of extreme austerity. They've already reached the goal. All austerity is already, everything is already going for this end. It's a sudden bottom. That's why Lord Chaitanya said that they're gopis, they're vigilantes, just like that. All these people, they have created, they have achieved the greatest form, or they're performing the greatest form of emotional service and spiritual life. Because they're spontaneous, they all completely absorb and simply try to satisfy Krishna. Rishikesha, Rishikesha. Say that what you should be. It also means to serve Rishikesha, the Lord, the Master of the senses, with the senses. So we have senses, we have body, we have mind, we have words. Use everything in the service of Krishna. That is the perfection. Even if we don't have an intense desire to serve Krishna, our mind is distracted with so many other desires, we should still try to serve Krishna through devotional service so that we may develop that desire. The chanting of the holy name. We discussed in the Hare Krishna Nama Ashtakam how we have so many great qualities of restoring karmas and freeing one from primordial karmas and giving one liberation and just so many different things. But the final thing, the real benefit of chanting the holy name is pretty quickly one develops a desire to serve Krishna, which is devotion, which is the Saramodam. There's nothing higher than that. If you have the desire to serve the Lord, you're already connected with him. You're already above the influence of karmas. Shalabhava Sutta, if someone is situated in devotional service, transcendental to the material desire. Difficulty at all, since they're mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, in his verse. But we have to be very careful to protect that jewel. We have to look away from Krishna's flow. As we begin to desire something material, we start to run circumstances, we start to feel anxiety. Anxiety begins as soon as we focus it out. If I go around this material thing, I'm not going to be happy. Even if we have a minute, we should simply stand in the Vedan Krishna of Krishna. Whatever he gives, whatever he feels will be better, will not obstruct us in our devotional service. Let it come through Krishna's own arrangement and not become dependent upon that desire for our satisfaction. We depend upon Krishna, who is the fulfiller of all desires. This is the austerity we perform is, of course, to give all this Krishna consciousness. That's above and beyond the call of duty. In one sense. But we need it because we're in the Western world, the devotees require more purification. Or if I was someone that can sell all of this simply chant Hare Krishna, that's well, it's true, brothers, and it's not so easy to just chant Hare Krishna because we don't have the taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Because there's so much material association that we need to burn out. Material effect offenses so that we can develop this spontaneous attraction for chanting the Holy Name. So by preaching, by giving others an opportunity to serve Krishna, in this way, one is able to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely, very quickly. So, of course, during the marathon, we have to learn to depend more strongly. You're very fortunate here that you're able to stay close to the temple. I know that in some temples, they do that marathon, they go day to day from one state to the next. And one often doesn't have the opportunity of worshiping the deities. One has to do it simply depend upon chanting the Holy Name. We still have to chant our 16 rounds, maybe, and for a short time at least, low, Bhagavatam, with Gita. And then we go out and preach, depending on the Holy Name and Krishna, we go out and engage people in devotional service. This is an opportunity to refine our realization, to see how we can increase our devotional enthusiasm. It's not a time when we should learn that, you know, we don't have to turn on the rock or something. But for preaching sometimes, if you have a great opportunity of preaching, then there is some temporal ritual is missed. It actually doesn't impede one's advancement towards the service, but in the normal situations, where it is not so intense, we actually were more protected.